This show is intended for informational purposes. You should consult your healthcare professional before starting any type of diet or workout program. Welcome to Under 10 Fitness with your host, Drew Smith. Real conversations with real people that really works. Reach your goals faster without the gimmicks. Get ready for a healthy dose of veggies and iron with Under 10 Fitness.
What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show where we have honest conversations about health and fitness. No tricks, gimmicks, fat loss fads, saran wrap body wraps, or otherwise empty promises. You know those saran wrap body wraps, the ones they say, wrap this around your body, go to the bathroom and sweat it out for 15 minutes and you're going to lose 22 pounds. I might be wrong, but I don't think those things actually work. Brittany Meyer is my co-host today.
What's up?
Have you ever done a saran wrap body wrap?
No, I've seen my friends on Facebook do them though.
You want to buy one?
No, I'm
selling
good.
Them.
Nah.
It's only $99.99. It's not quite $100. Anyways, I don't mean to give too much crap to the health and fitness industry, but there are some gimmicks out there, and the reason Under 10 Fitness exists is for that reason. Because when I set out on my journey on health and fitness, I searched and scoured the internet and I couldn't find real honest fitness that was centered around, well, you got to show up to the gym, you got to do the work, you got to focus on your diet and your exercise program and what you're doing. And that's how you focus and get those results. Mm-hmm. So that's what we talk about on this show today. We're going to talk about a blog post that I wrote that's pretty extensive called Reps Are Dead. And that is about how there's different ways to measure progress and develop a program in the gym. And counting reps, while it's a good way of doing that, it's not the end-all be-all.
Mm.
So reps are dying. So we're going to talk about that. Also, four different exercises that will help you with your squat. And also, what is happening in and around the health and fitness industry. Brittany, you know something about this new syndrome? Well, I guess it's not new. What's this syndrome called?
I think it's called rhabdomyolysis or rhabdomyolysis, something like that. I'm not a doctor.
That it also might be called crush syndrome, or it's known as crush syndrome?
Crush syndrome or overexertion, like muscle wasting.
It's basically where the muscles are dissolving.
Yeah.
Something similar to that. This portion of the show is sponsored by the local gym squirt bottle. It would like you to know that it is there. And as a member of the gym, it is your responsibility to sanitize the weight bench and equipment when you're finished using it.
Thanks, so, squirt bottle.
The squirt bottle paid a good, decent amount of money for that promo right there. So go use that squirt bottle. First thing, let's talk about the article that I wrote that reps are dead.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, when I first started training, a typical thing that you might hear me say in the gym is 1, 2, 3, 4. Obviously, that's me counting out the reps that my clients are doing. And basically, I was just a rep counter.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I learned about health and fitness and the deeper I got into it, I started to ask, why do we count reps anyways? What's the whole purpose of counting a rep?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good way to measure if you're making any progress.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do an exercise and you can do 8 to 10 reps, then you can come back to the gym and know how many reps you're doing next time. So it's a good way to, you know, keep track of how you're doing and how well you're doing. But there's a big variable in there that's easy to miss, and that's, well, how fast are you doing those reps?
Mm, right.
If you do a bench press on Monday and you do 8 reps in less than 3 seconds, and then the next Monday you come back just a week later and you try to do 8 reps in, you know, double that time, so 6 seconds, you'll probably have a harder time doing that, and you'll ask yourself, well, why am I struggling here? What's changed in my programming? And we've done this with you, right, in your programming where we really focus on how fast you're going. So, you mm-hmm. know, the time that your muscles are under tension.
Mm-hmm. Right. So slowing down those reps or mm-hmm. speeding them up.
And do you have a philosophy on that when you're kind of under the bar or over the bar?
Just listen to Drew.
That is always a good philosophy. I like it. I saw one gym had this thing on the wall that said, you know, if you're not getting your goals, do what Drew told you in the first time. Anyways, I screwed up. Whatever. But yeah, you're on the right track there. Just do what I tell you. What I have found in my research is that what helps with muscle growth is time under tension. And that means the amount of time that you're moving the weight.
Okay.
And if you track that time as opposed to how many reps you're doing, you can feel much more of a burn. So if you try this in the gym, it is a totally different feel from cranking out 15 reps, which could ultimately equal 30 seconds, or if you just bench press for 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
You get a totally different feel from that, and this is the trick to hypertrophy.
Okay.
If you focus on time under tension, you can really see a lot more muscle gains and mass if you focus on that time under tension.
So does it have anything to do with slowing down those reps or speeding them up, or is it just about timing?
Possibly. The idea behind it is that you create muscle tears, and the longer that your muscles are under that tension, the more likelihood that they will tear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we're not talking big tears. Obviously, we're talking those little microscopic tears. If there's a big tear, then there's something wrong. So basically, you gotta throttle back on the weight here.
Yeah.
If you're used to doing, you know, 8 reps for a certain amount of weight, and then you're doing 30 seconds, which you could potentially double the amount of reps that you're doing.
Sure.
So you really got to throttle back on the weight to see or to end up getting that 30 seconds. So what I've done is I've incorporated this in not into only my program, but also other clients' programs.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed is that people focus less on getting it done, and they focus more on their form.
That makes sense.
And I think the reason is because there's no end in sight.
Yeah.
If I tell you you've got to, you know, do 10 burpees, you're going to do them as fast as you can. You'll be done with burpees.
But if I'm just doing burpees for 30 seconds, I'm going to do one burpee really slow. Maybe two.
Yeah, but that is going to be the most perfect burpee you've ever seen. And it's a good thing to think about incorporating into a program. It'll help with just slowing down and focusing on different form aspects. And going back to what I said when I've incorporated into other people's clients' programs is that I've just seen a big boost in like performance and morale as well. People they're not just dreading getting those reps done. They're focused on what they're doing, and it's a good way to switch things up.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do every exercise like this, but, you know, think about throwing at least one in per session at the gym. So if you go to the gym, you do 4 exercises. Think about doing one of those exercises for time under tension.
Mm.
And a good standard amount that they've researched and found that is best for hypertrophy and muscle growth is about 30 seconds under tension.
Cool.
And if you want to see that article, I posted it up at under10fitness.com/reps-are-dead. You can just read it and check it out. And also, we're going to put up a workout program and just tons of great content there at Under 10 Fitness. We're also social. You can find us on, did I say social?
Social.
We are very social, here. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Under 10 Fitness, and that's T-E-N, all spelled out. How about we take a quick little break here, Brittany, and then come back and talk about 4 different exercises that you can do to improve your squats.
That sounds great.
All right, and these exercises are the ones that I was talking about that will be up on this blog post, under10fitness.com/reps-are-dead. We'll be right back.
Everything discussed on this show can be found at under10fitness.com. That's under10fitness.com.
Welcome back to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer, competitive powerlifter, and expert yapper, joined with my fiance, Brittany Meyer.
Hi.
Hey, are you looking forward to that wedding?
Absolutely.
Oh,
are you?
Good. Yes, I am.
Should
We've
be
got
fun.
A few more things left on the list. We've got to pay off the DJ. We've got to, I don't know.
That's, do some stuff.
Okay, we got more stuff on the list.
Do some stuff.
It's going to be a fun wedding, and we've kind of come together and said we've got to, slow it down a little bit with the Carl's Jr. and the ice cream.
Yeah, are you going to start your weight loss cycle,
I want to do a weight loss cycle, yeah. And yeah, actually, I've just kicked that off, and it's pretty easy to do. All I got to do is eat more chicken and lean meats and mm-hmm. less takeout.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately. Fitness changed my life, and since I started working out, one example is this show. Mm-hmm. After I got the confidence and working on my body, I said, you know what? I'm going to start a fitness radio show. And I've been able to meet so many great people, people like Suzanne Himka. She was on last week. She's the one that's going to be in that new Spartan Ultimate Team yeah. Challenge TV show. And she lives here in town. She's a registered dietitian. And she is going to be on the show coming up. And she's going to answer tons of diet-related questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a diet-related question, Brittany, or if you're listening and you have a diet-related question, you can send that email to info@under10fitness.com with the subject diet. And I will make sure that I will ask that question to Susan.
Cool.
And specifically, I want to ask her about a gluten-free diet. Is yeah. it good for everybody? Why is it a what's up with that? Why mm-hmm. is everybody on a gluten-free diet? Also, what gluten is and how it works inside the body.
I'm really excited for that episode. That'll be some good info.
Yeah, she is going to crush it. So let's go to the four exercises to improve your squat.
Okay.
A squat is basically an entire body movement. When you do squats, where do you get sore?
Right now, I get sore in my quads. I guess that's about it right now. I think you're supposed to get sore in your butt, though.
Well, yeah, you'll get sore everywhere. I mean, it's kind of a quad dominant movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, your quads are I would say a main driver there, but your glutes, and just depending on where you are. The last time I did squats, I got sore kind of in my upper back.
Okay.
Because, that's just where I got sore because I'm focusing on keeping everything tight.
Yeah, you've got that bar up there too.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense.
Bar with a lot of weight on it. Improving your squat is pretty easy, and the main thing that happens is that there's a lot of balancing muscles in there
yeah.
that kind of aren't really focused on, and they're easy to forget.
Sure.
So the first thing that we've worked on is getting strong in our center.
Uh-huh.
And with that, that's a close stance squat. So the first exercise is close stance squats. And what that is you basically put your feet right together.
Feet together,
and
yeah.
you squat. Now, this can be kind of a challenging movement, and you'll get off balance and you'll start falling over. That's what happened to you?
No, I'm still using some sort of weight to put in front of me, mm-hmm. like a kettlebell or just like a little 5-pound dumbbell to keep me a little bit balanced.
You don't need a lot of weight.
I don't need a lot of weight. I did need a lot of weight when I first started doing this. I needed to use like a 20-pound kettlebell. But now I'm down to about 5 pounds and I'm able to keep my balance pretty well.
And as far as a lot of weight is concerned, it's still a very moderate to low weight when you're talking about in comparison to like a back squat or something.
Oh, yeah.
So you really need like a pretty light weight. 20 pounds is perfect to start with, and you'll just hold that straight out in front of you, mm-hmm. perpendicular to your body, and feet together,
mm-hmm.
knees together even,
yeah.
and just squat. And another trick is if you do this at home, you can hold on to a door.
Yeah, that's a good trick as well. And I'd imagine we can put some pictures up or a video up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we can do that just to give you an idea of what you're doing. And
right.
this we've added into our programs just as a corrective exercise.
Yeah, it's not a strength exercise. It's not for building strength. It's for that balance.
Well, it is, right. Yeah, it is for building strength and balance, but it's not a power movement where
right.
you're going to load a lot of weight onto this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a movement where you're focusing on exactly what you're doing, on the movement, and on the benefits of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put it in on a squat day. After you're done squatting, you're getting ready to go back to the stretching area. Throw in 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10, just to start building up that base. And if you don't want to use a weight, you can use a resistance band mm-hmm. as well. There's mm-hmm. tons of different ways to add weight and resistance to that so that you can still build that strength when you're close. And the idea is if you're strong in a close stance, then you'll be strong in a wide
mm-hmm.
stance. and that just translates over. And next on the list is a glute bridge.
Okay.
So your glutes are going to be a main driver of that. How do you do a glute bridge, Brittany? You're the pro here.
Yeah. So you lay on the floor like you're in a sit-up position. And instead of, I guess, bringing your chest up to your knees, you bring your you do a bridge with your butt. It's probably easier just to show this in a video again.
Yeah, but to describe it, you're in a sit-up position. Your heels are about 6 to 8 inches away from your hips or your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you drive your heels through the ground, forcing your hips up into the air. And what you're looking for is a straight line from your knees to your shoulders. Your shoulders are still going to be flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you're creating kind of like a little triangle there on the ground.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is a corrective type exercise you can throw into the end of a deadlift day, maybe. Just do 10 to 12 of these, body weight style. Mm-hmm. You can also do a single leg glute bridge mm-hmm. as well.
That's a good one.
And then moving on to the insides of the leg. So we kind of hit
yes.
the, with the close stance squats, that's going to fire up your quads uh-huh. like crazy. And then the glute bridges are good for your tuchus. And then the abductors and the adductors. Do you know the difference between the two?
Sure. Your adductors are on the inside of your thighs and your abductors are on the outside of your thighs.
So these exercises are the ones that you see there's the machine at the gym where you sit down. You're basically sitting in a chair. There's these two pads on the outsides of your leg, and you're moving. You open them up.
You open up those legs.
Yep.
And or you close those legs.
Or you close those legs, exactly. And you can do that at the gym. You've also seen somebody at the gym maybe with a resistance band or something that they've like tied around their ankle.
Yep.
And then you can use a resistance band for this exercise as well. Again, lightweight, really focusing on using those muscles. And when you use the adductor, you're going to feel that close to the groin area.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of where it's at. And when you focus on using that muscle in a deliberate manner, you can really get it fired up and you don't need to use a lot of weight for it.
Yeah, it hurts.
Mm-hmm. And then the same thing on the abductor, you'll feel it kind of on the outside close to your butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. So those are the four exercises. Again, that is the close stance squat, a glute bridge, an abductor exercise, and an adductor exercise. These four exercises are going to greatly improve your squat and overall leg strength. And are going to, I mean, it'll translate over to a deadlift. And these are just four of the additional exercises because
sure.
there's so many different muscles that work in a squat and a deadlift. But rather than say the 12 needed exercises to improve your squat, these are just four simple ones that anybody can do at any time. Just mm-hmm. sprinkle those in to your already perfect workout program, and that will really help with the squats.
Cool.
Do you have anything to add to that as far as?
No.
Yeah, and
good.
It's just, sprinkle it in over time. Do like a 4-week progression. Start with a really light weight. And then just work your way up. And with the squat, actually, the main goal would be to do it with no weight. Being able to do a close stance squat without any weight, because then you're going to have just that balance and that strength to be able to keep yourself just in that stance. And that'll greatly improve the squat. We've done these for a few weeks, and my squat, as far as I haven't tested my one rep max yet, but on the squats that I am doing, I just feel a lot more stable and they feel easy.
Good.
Nice
and strong.
Glad
to hear that.
Great. So we are going to take a quick break and we will come back and talk about what is trending in the health and fitness industry, including that crush syndrome. Also a biotech company, which is bringing people back to life.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And a local, cool. or not a local, and a comedian who has cerebral palsy did a little fitness video. So we'll check that out next here on Under 10 Fitness. Brittany, there's a new exercise craze that is sweeping Colorado Springs, and it's called the Vicky Morgan. Have you heard of this?
Vicky Morgan. No.
Are you sure? It's everywhere. Well, the Vicky Morgan is a trainer here in town, and it has been reported that after working with her, people are losing weight and gaining muscle more quickly than ever.
Oh, really?
And there's a synchronized song and dance that goes, due to Vicky Morgan, due to Vicky Morgan, due to Vicky Morgan, due to Vicky Morgan. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not. There is a synchronized song and dance. I just posted it on Under 10 Fitness. You can go do to Vicky Morgan yourself, and it's going to help you with your deadlifts and your bench press as well.
All the cool kids are doing it, huh?
And you are one of the cool kids, so we will do that later. Now, Vicky Morgan, she is one of the premier personal trainers here in town. And you can go to her page and see all the cool things that she's doing and then how she can help you reach your goals. Brittany and I have been training with her for a few months, and we absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
What's one of your favorite things about working with Vicky?
I really enjoy that she's so concerned about everybody staying safe and being able to lift for the rest of their lives.
And she has so much knowledge. She's helped us with our powerlifting. And now we're going to start a bodybuilding cycle where Vicky is going to help coach us through all of the fitness philosophies that we need to know, along with all of the new exercises. And she's even going to give us a few tips on what to eat.
Cool.
We don't have to do anything except for what she tells us. And if we do that, we're going to see the results that we want. So you can go find Vicky at victoryfitnessteam.com, or you can find her link at under10fitness.com. Again, that is victoryfitnessteam.com. Go check out Miss Vicky Morgan.
Welcome to Under 10 Fitness, giving tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness.
What's up, and welcome to Under 10 Fitness, where we talk about health and fitness in a way that matters to you. No tricks, gimmicks, fat loss fads, or magic pills that promise nothing. My name is Drew Smith with Brittany Meyer, Miss Giggletown over there. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
If the weather here has been so fantastic in Colorado Springs. Uh-huh. We were outside playing ladder ball and frisbee just the other day. It was so much fun. I'm looking forward to this summer.
Yeah. It's so nice outside.
Absolutely. And with that comes all of the wonderful hiking and all of that great stuff. And I'm so glad that I got back into shape and quit smoking, because now I can just go do something. If I feel like hiking, it's not this big to-do where I've got to worry about my cigarettes and when I'm going to smoke another one and getting huffing and puffing halfway up the trail or whatever.
I'm glad that you quit smoking as well.
Well, because you like to make out with me now, and that's always good.
Yeah, it's nice.
What's going on in and around the health and fitness industry right now? We're going to kick it with The Skinny.
Live from around the world with your health and fitness news, it's Under 10 Fitness with The Skinny.
First on the list here is Crush Syndrome. Brittany, I think you've kind of looked into this more than anything. What is this?
Well, it's actually called rhabdomyolysis or rhabdomyolysis. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. And it's not, I'm not sure where the crush part comes, but this is an overexertion of the muscles that basically... I found out about it on Facebook the other day, so I figured if I had never heard of it, probably some other people have never heard of it either. So what it is people basically depleting their muscles, and their muscles waste away.
And it has something to do with ATP?
It does. So what happens is with overexertion, your ATP stores are depleted. Now, and then I guess what happens after that is if you continue to exert yourself, your muscle cells like literally just kind of like explode and leach myoglobin into your bloodstream. And then this can cause huge issues with your kidneys. All that waste flows into your kidneys and then out into your urine. It overtaxes your kidneys and just produces a lot of toxins. And people that this happened to, like, the systems in your body that would normally go to help repair those muscles are just overtaxed, and they're trying to, you know, help you from dying. So therefore, your muscles are not being repaired, and these toxins are just continuing to leak out into your bloodstream and through your kidneys and out through your urine. Now, this is actually a really serious thing. And from what I understand, we've been seeing an increase in this type of syndrome based on exercises on the rise of exercises like CrossFit or P90X or stuff like that. Not saying that those are bad, but it's just something that we're seeing a lot more. So something to be aware of.
We'll go back to the CrossFit and P90X. It's not necessarily that those are the programs that are causing this,
right,
but the type of personality that is gravitating towards those types of workouts are doing this. So basically the problem is with the person who is exercising too much.
Mm-hmm.
They're exercising so much that they're running out of ATP stores.
Exactly.
And so basically, well, an ATP is what makes our muscles move. Adenosine triphosphate. And it's creatine helps in making that. And when you use a movement or a muscle, you use creatine.
Mm-hmm.
So your ATP turns to ADP. And then to turn back to ATP, you need creatine. So eventually you're running out of these stores is what it sounds like.
Yeah, you're so much more smart than I am in trying to explain this stuff. But I guess the good news is that you can recover from this. Your body is wasting away ATP all the time, but it's just this overexertion and not allowing your body to rest and rebuild up those stores. Sometimes it does cause fatalities. So it's just something that we need to be aware of as a society that is starting to become a little more into health and fitness, and especially that extreme health and fitness.
Right. And the idea behind a lot of exercise programs and coaches and gyms is balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Just go until you drop. Don't quit. Don't listen to your body. Don't stop. Just go, go.
Right.
And while you can do that for a certain amount of time, extended periods could ultimately lead up into this disease. And I saw a documentary a few years ago about this guy who was suffering from something similar to anorexia or any other type of disease, where he had to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And he had multiple gym memberships, and he would just run into the gym, work out, and then jump back in his car and go out. Like whatever he was doing, he had to like stop at a gym and work out. And it wasn't always for an extended period of time. But as far as I know, in that documentary, he didn't have this disease.
Right.
But one of the side effects here is dark colored urine. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, apparently it looks like there's like coffee grounds in your pee. So that's one of the big red flags. Also, just extreme fatigue after your workout. Unable to move after your workout, and then
I think in order to start suffering from this, you've got to be like really addicted to working out.
Yeah.
There's got to be another problem there, because any typical person, me or you or you listening, when you're tired and you're obviously fatigued, you're just going to be like, I'm not going to the gym today.
Yeah.
No way.
That's what I'm like. Yeah. But I think the message here is just everything is great. What's the phrase?
Moderation.
Thank you. Everything is great in moderation.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yes. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about as far as what's going on in and around the health and fitness industry is this new biotech company has just been approved to go ahead and try to bring people back to life.
Okay.
And so it's like they're raising people from the dead.
I have heard about this. This is so cool.
It is, and it's not exactly what you think. It's not going to be zombies or people where they're actually up and alive, but basically they have gotten the go-ahead to take people who have, you know, obviously donated their bodies to science, and what they're trying to do is bring back some of the cells to life. And basically what they're really focusing on is like the nervous system.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what that says as far as like the scientific industry is concerned, but to me that kind of says we are on the path to really trying to cure death.
I think we've been on this path for a while, but if they figure out this part of bringing somebody back to life, then it's just a slippery slope from there. Before you know it, Walt Disney is going to come back to life.
And what I've... Oh, because, yeah, that's right. There's that myth that Walt Disney is hidden in a freezer somewhere just waiting to come back to life. And what they're... It's a part of stem cell research.
Okay.
I believe they're going to inject stem cells. And they don't go into all the scientific... Or what is that? The scientific-y ways
science-y?
That they're going to do this? Yeah, the
know.
Science-y stuff. That's pretty much the article is like two words, and it's like, we're bringing people back to life. There you go.
There you go. Well, that's
and
cool.
This is happening in Philadelphia, right here in the United States. It's not happening over in some other country where weird things are going on. This is all going to be, nope, I'm taking that back. There is a company based in Philadelphia, and the actual trials will take place in India.
Now, when I was reading an article that was similar to this, I think it said that they had, they were going to attempt this within, I think, 10 days of death. So it's not like, I mean, these are going to be, I guess, fresh corpses, from what I understand.
I would assume that that's probably your best bet before everything starts to decompose. And
yeah, starting to get morbid.
Yeah.
But I know that there are jellyfish that regenerate their cells. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know what they're called. But.
And they just found these jellyfish out you were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they've known about them for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, but there's a lot to learn from them.
Right, because, well, 10 or 15 years isn't really that long when Mm-mm. it comes to tracking something that could potentially be hundreds or thousands of years old.
Yeah, right.
Right, if they can regenerate their cells, they could potentially live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Until they're, do they have any predators or anything?
Oh, yeah, of course, okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, besides natural, from what they understand, there's no natural cause of death, but there are predators and diseases and stuff.
And then two more things here. This one is a comedian who has cerebral palsy.
Uh-huh.
His name is Zach Anner, and he does a workout Wednesday. And this workout Wednesday he did, and he's on a treadmill. And I've got a clip here.
Okay.
So let's take a listen here to Mr. Zach Anner and Workout Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Zach Anner, and welcome to Workout Wednesdays, the workout show where I teach you how to have a kickin' butt like mine. Last week, we got some great feedback, and somebody named Dane wrote, "Hey, Zach, you should do a treadmill one." Well, I don't know if you noticed this about me, Dane, but I live in an apartment complex with a treadmill in it, so we're totally gonna do it. Here's what you need. Workout shirt, workout pants, workout shoes, workout headband, workout beard, and a positive forward-thinking attitude. Let's do this. So the first thing you want to do is get out of your wheelchair, up the wheelchair and onto the treadmill safely like this. Some people need a little help to stand, but luckily I have these great legs that I can use.
Well, there you go, Mr. Zach Anner, giving you some workout tips.
Oh, he's so funny. I've been following him for years.
Oh, okay, so you know of this guy. Yeah, I just found him now, and he is hilarious. So obviously, he's got cerebral palsy. He's in a wheelchair. Somebody said, hey, you should do a treadmill workout. And instead of thinking that guy was just being a jerk online, he's like, all right, I'll do one. And obviously, he's got a hard time walking, and so he struggles up on the wheel or treadmill, and it's just so funny and inspiring.
It really is. Yeah.
So that's really cool.
He's got
so.
his workout headband and his workout beard.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a workout beard, so maybe
me
that's
too.
That's You need to tweet Zach Anner that you've got your workout beard. Go,
I will.
Go do that right
okay,
now. He'll
right
probably
now.
Retweet you okay. on that one. And then finally, as far as the health and fitness industry is concerned, we have a new fitness group here in town. It is Colorado Springs Fitness Group, and there's somebody from France and people from other places around the world on there as well, but it's going to be mostly things here in Colorado Springs as far as gyms are concerned, but we're just out there supporting each other, and it's a place to post your workout pictures, your progress, your hopes, your dreams, your goals, and there's different trainers and dietitians and doctors that are members of that group as well. So if you have a question, shoot it, and they'll probably get back to you and help you out answering any questions that you might have. And that's about all that we have. If you want to find any links or anything, of course, you can check us out on Facebook. That's where we like to share all of this stuff. That's the best way to find it, or under10fitness.com as well.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Brittany. Well, thank you for joining me on this edition of Under 10 Fitness. Of course, we'll see you next time. As always, remember,
stay motivated.
Under 10 Fitness is your show. Email questions to info@under10fitness.com. That's info@under10fitness.com.
And thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I want to reward you for being a first-time listener or dedicated listener by giving you a free subscription to under10fitness.com for an entire year using the promo code PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. Now, Brittany, tell us some of the great things that live at under10fitness.com in the members area.
Sure. There are tons of workout videos, 30 minutes long or 10 minutes long, just depending on what your style is that day. I think we also have some yoga videos and some corrective exercise or stretching videos as well. So it's kind of cool. Mostly, I don't think we use any weight.
We don't.
Or equipment.
Yeah, and you absolutely can if you want to, just to add that strength aspect of it. But we build these workouts in a way that anybody can do them anywhere at any time. So body weight style is really what we're focused on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can go at your own pace. You just log in, you start the video. If you need to take a rest, take a rest.
Sure.
Otherwise, just keep up with us. It's great high-intensity interval training, and we focus a lot on corrective work too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always going to kick your butt. Some of the workouts are just designed to get your body feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can check that out. We want to reward you again. Thank you for listening. That promo code is PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. Go to under10fitness.com. Look for the members area, and you can just use that code, and that'll get you hooked up for 365 days free.
All right.
Again, that's under10fitness.com, promo code PODCAST.